just ask, what brought you down here?
Just the fact that the corporations have gotten, you know, the same rights as people, and it's just become too entwined in our government.
Dissatisfaction with politics in America.
Bring back our jobs from China.
This is being billed as a neo-60s revival of protest and performance, and it's not. You know, this is a legitimate contemporary socio-economic disaster we're in right now, and the people here are responding to it.
The recent decision to allow unlimited donations is something that's completely unacceptable.
I think making all college education free would be wonderful and great, but then you also have to take into account, well, how are we going to fund these universities? And then you have to look into tax dollars.
I strongly believe that we should gear ourselves away from the monetary system and probably work for a resource-based economy, get back somehow in a way where we could barter.
You have to convince the central government that they have to empower the power that the banks have and take them over. But for that, that's why we're here, to convince people.
So you think the central government should take over the banks?
Absolutely.
So say there was a Republican administration, would you still trust the government to run the banks?
Republican? No, not really.
Who's controlling the information here?
Everyone. That's just it. Since there's no leaders, there's no edits, there's no spin, there's nothing.
Have you been down here from the start?
No, I came up, I got here Wednesday morning at 1 a.m.
I read that some of the demands are starting to get a little more specific, and one of them was universal. What's up? I was just actually discussing with him that this is kind of a leaderless movement, but yes. You just kind of pulled rank there.
I didn't pull nothing. I'm just going to tell you I'm more educated than the little kid is.
Yeah. So that would make you a leader of this particular part of the movement?
Absolutely. That information, man.
Are you out of work right now?
Yes, I am. What's I'm a local one, plumber's helper. I used to get $200 a week for 40 hours a week. $200, how are you supposed to survive on that?
9/11 has been the pretext for systematic dismantling of our Constitution and Bill of Rights. Obama's administration is reading from the same playbook as the Bush's administration.
I think there needs to be Wall Street reform, but we also have to remember that one-third of the city's revenue comes from Wall Street right now. Okay, one-third of the city's revenue stream already comes from Wall Street. I am disgusted with the thought of giving any form of subsidy to a bank, to a corporate entity. Right. It is despicable to take money from the citizens for a private use.
Woo!
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm also against eminent domain. So I'm being constitutionally consistent when I say that.
I'm not a supporter of Barack Obama. They pulled the trigger on an American. I find it to be dangerous. It sets a bad precedent. And Ron Paul recognized it as well. And don't think that it's just gonna be American Muslims that are gonna get the bullet, you know? There'll be Christian Americans who will get the bullet as well.
I voted for Obama. Personally, I really don't think he's done enough, and he was dealt a very bad hand, and he's hamstrung, and all the politicians really are hamstrung. So many of them are just not really even able to act on their own conscience because they're at the mercy of these interest groups because of the way that our electoral system is run.
Say you're a pro-choice, your abortion rights group, and you are not permitted to have political speech 60 days before an election. How does that movement get heard?
The internet.
What is it?
The internet.
Would you vote for Obama again?
I have to vote for Obama again. The Republican candidates are just too scary. It would be irresponsible not to. But I do want to express my dissatisfaction with Obama, and that's why I'm here today.
Not completely democratic, but more like a socialist democratic, a combination.
Clinton is the one that took us off the Glass-Steagall Act back in the 1990s. He's the one, the Democrat, or Democrat, that said, that allowed the bankers to do what they did. And that's exactly what they did. I like Mitt Romney. I believe Mitt Romney's going to do the right thing.
You know, this is actually an ongoing process of smaller events that all wrap up into a movement. And success is measured by the fact that there's actual discussion about financial industry issues.
It's not going to do shit. It's just a lot of humbugs down here. This is a place where you're not going to get arrested for sleeping for a night. All these people not going to be here in a little while, man. Let them really one bad wind come through, man. It's going to be empty, man. You know what I'm saying?
I still believe, you know, in the principles of America and the Constitution and capitalism as well. You know, you win, you lose. Now, when these corporations, these people, when they lose, they should just lose. This is life. You know, this is, I mean, it sucks. All right, great, you know? When I lose, nobody comes, helps me.